Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your fantastic host. Joe is making me goof up right in the beginning.
Right in the beginning.
I would love it. Joe Shortridge picking his nose. And me, Jen.
Picking and grinning.
That's right. How are you, Joey?
Good.
I'm trying to keep my energy.
Spiked. I got my microphone too close to my face.
Oh, don't eat it.
No. I need snacks.
I know.
Chocolate.
We had to have a candy bar break, even though I'm on a diet. This is my cheat day today, so I needed some energy.
Well, it's good. You know, do your diets during the week and pick a day, because you got to reward yourself for doing a full week.
Yeah. And it's really paying off. The whole, you know, no sugar, no fast food, and no pop. It makes a huge difference in your diet. And I'm really trying to cut out carbs too, but, you know, baby steps.
Yep.
But anyways, so I wanted to give a big, huge happy birthday. Yep. Today's my dad's birthday. Oh, it's your birthday.
It's my dad's birthday too.
Yeah. So Richard Shortridge, my papa, he is 86 years old today.
Cool.
Yeah, so just wanted to give him a happy birthday.
After we're done recording, we're going to head over there.
Yep. I bought him some scratchy tickets for his birthday, it's so funny, hopefully he wins.
He never wants gifts.
No, he's got everything.
Yeah, so give him scratch-offs. He loves that.
Yeah. What do you get somebody who's 86 and lived their life? Has everything. Scratch.
Corvette.
Well, yeah. Yeah, like... We have that kind of budget, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
We're more like a scratch-off ticket budget versus anything else. So what else is going on? How's your week?
My week was good. It's kind of boring.
Tell me. I know you got a story.
I think we mentioned it last week, I bought a new bed, finally. Got a new mattress. But
nice.
It's like a bed mountain. The thing is so tall. And
you need a ladder to get up.
Believe it or not, I actually, the first couple of nights, I had to step on the side of the bed to crawl in. But I tell you what, if you got a chance to get a new mattress, definitely do it, because it's world of a difference. I know you've been saying for a long time, and it's just one of them things. You spend 8 hours, or like me, 6 hours a night on it, 12.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's so funny last night, because I was just thinking, this is just a funny thing that... You know, sometimes you see on the internet, but I'm telling you, fresh sheets and freshly shaved legs is a great combination.
I know. Nice.
So,
but the funny part of my bed. Okay, there's always a funny part. I dropped my phone off the side of the bed. I was looking at my phone and I dropped it. Okay, so naturally I just... roll over, reach down and pick it up. Well, I tried that and I actually slid off the bed and fell on the ground.
You're lucky you didn't hurt yourself. That was a long fall.
I know. So yeah, I fell out of bed and here I am, you know, I'm alone. So I'm laying there on my bedroom floor and I was actually laughing.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, I'm such a dork.
There's probably a ghost standing over at you just shaking his head like, man, oh man, I picked the wrong house to haunt. That's funny.
Yeah. So that was my exciting thing for the week. And I did other things. It's been beautiful outside. So I cleaned out the shed to get ready to start building more bat houses and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because we're taping right now. And as we tape, it's 66 degrees out in Ohio in the winter.
Yeah.
It's January.
I know.
It's so awesome. I wish it was like this all the time.
I got to get outside and get stuff done.
Yeah, really. Oh, so beautiful. I'm just ready for summer. I'm so over winter already.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have a winter.
Good.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, winter. Bye-bye. So anyways, I just wanted to mention one thing exciting that I did this week. I signed up for a ghost hunting class. Oh,
okay, yeah, I was gonna thank Harold for being on the show last week, and
we'll
talk about his class. So you've signed up.
Okay, yeah. So I went online. I went to owens.edu, and it's Owens Community College is partnershipping with TOGS, which is Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society. And we had Harold in last week on the show, and he is just amazing investigator. Been doing
awesome.
It a long time. had some great stories. So if you get a chance to listen to that show after you're done listening to this one, if you haven't already. But they're holding an 8-week class at Owens College. And I signed up. It was like $79, $80 for an 8-week class. It's like $10 a week.
Yeah.
And you get to learn all about ghost hunting, which I know some, but you know, I just thought it'd be a fun opportunity to get out of the house and learn something different. And
it's going to be, it's ghost hunting 101. And mm-hmm. Owens was already talking to him about doing a, you know, a
two,
what do you call that?
Yeah,
what do you call that? 201 or whatever.
I don't know. So yeah,
102
maybe 222.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get to the level of 222, you are so above everything.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, so that's exciting. So that'll be starting at the beginning of February sometime. So Thursday night.
It's only a couple hours long.
Yep. 2-hour class and from 6 to 8. It's just going to be fun.
It's cool.
And exciting. It is cool.
There's, I don't know of any other college that is offering that at all.
No.
And like, no. Harold is an awesome person. He was saying that he's going to be the least knowledgeable person, and I'm like, no, come on. Stop. But he's got a bunch of people coming in. Mm-hmm. Awesome people. I mean, big time. Yeah. I mean, they're big in the Toledo area, but they're big. I mean, these people, some of these
they're
people that, hey, just, I know the psychic medium has helped out a lot of people on TV mm-hmm. and stuff, but mm-hmm. And I got a chance to talk to him, and class is filling up. There's not a lot of space. So
yeah, definitely.
Get on there. Get over to either their Facebook page, the Ohio Ghost Hunter Society, or owens.edu.
EDU. Okay. And you know what? All I did was I just called the number, and I don't have it in front of me, but you can get it on TOG's website or on their Facebook page, or just go to our page. We've posted the flyer for it. And I just called, and the girl said, oh, okay. Just gave her my name and address and phone number and my credit card, and that was it. It was so easy.
And like, it's only like $10 a class.
Yeah. So.
And you're gonna get some information that you will not be able to get anywhere else.
That's right. And get to an investigation at the
end. People pay big money to be mm-hmm. taught basically one on one because it's a small class from people with so much knowledge.
Right.
And like I said, I want to thank him for coming on last week. Him and Becky came on and did the show, and it was so much fun.
It was.
We're definitely getting him back on. So you're going to hear a lot from him because he's got some stories that you would not believe.
Yeah, definitely. And we want to hear your stories too. So, you know, if you have a ghost tale or an experience you had you want to share with us, private message Joe or I, and we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
So, which kind of leads to our topic today.
Yeah, last week we talked about the steps of the investigation. And this week, we want to tell you what to take to an investigation. And like our backpack.
Yeah, definitely.
Our huge backpack. It's 100 pounds.
It's going to turn into a tote pretty soon. But yeah, so we would just, you know, you hear a lot of like what the different equipment is, you know, the names of it, but what is it and what does it really do? So we just wanted to give you some information on what we like to use mm-hmm. and what we are going to get in the future if we ever sell some dowsing rods and t-shirts and stickers. But okay, so
but it's basically stuff that you should take to anytime you do an investigation. It's things that you really should throw in your backpack.
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. our wish list.
Yeah.
Things like flashlights.
Mm-hmm. Super important when you're out in a dark space, hole, cave in the rock.
Cave in the rock. Yeah, always take your flashlights with you they don't need to be the super spotlight Q-beam, light up the whole building flashlights. Just take something. And that's something important, too, is you don't really want a super bright one because when you turn it on, your eyes acclimate to that light. And when you turn them off, mm-hmm. you're not seeing the stuff in the dark.
Right. And, you know, nowadays, most of the iPhones have a flashlight built in. So if you're somewhere mm-hmm. and you don't know, just you just swipe up. And it should come up at the bottom. It looks like a little flashlight. So that's just a little tip if everybody doesn't know they have a flashlight.
I still have a rotary cell phone.
I know he does. Yeah. He's, you know.
Other things to take, important thing, is a logbook.
Yes.
So you can keep track of this stuff. I mean, that's what turns you into a good investigator is scientific evidence.
Document. Document.
Of course, you know, remember to bring a pen.
That helps.
Or you have to poke your finger and use your own blood.
That might be a different kind of investigation.
Now, everybody out there that's listening to this show, another thing that you need to put in your backpack, mm-hmm. which is a must. Now, listen.
I'm listening.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen. Is dowsing rods.
Yes.
And they're so easy to get a set of them. All they have to do is ask us. Definitely. And we'll sell them our 222 paranormal dowsing rods, which are awesome. They have little skull beads on them.
Yeah.
But anyhow,
they come with an instructions
manual, and everything.
Yep. And yeah, they're super easy to use. Anybody can use this.
And they're only $20.
Yes, a set.
Yes. But anyhow, dowsing rods are great to use. You're getting back to the old time investigation where you don't use all the equipment, mm-hmm. electronic equipment, all that. You use your senses.
Yeah, and you know, they've been using dowsing rods for thousands of years, like hundreds of years, thousands of years. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can use it to find missing objects, people, minerals, ghosts.
A great place to listen to about dowsing rods is our show.
Yes, we had a fantastic
rewind
show.
And listen to the dowsing rods show.
A couple weeks, yeah, definitely re-listen to that one and it tells you all about them. It's really interesting, mm-hmm. though, but. Anybody can use them. It's not like fancy, you know, SLS meter or something.
Great price. I was going to say super cheap, but $20 is actually super cheap.
Well, compared to some of this equipment, I mean, can get into the thousands of dollars. Oh, yeah. So, you know, if you want to start with something easy to use and not expensive, that's the way to go.
And they're fun. We've used them at several different places, mm-hmm. and it's actually pretty fun. But, of course, a camera. Mm-hmm. You want to use either a point and shoot or a digital SLR or something. Video cameras. You want to find a good video camera that has like full spectrum or night vision. Mm-hmm. That comes in handy.
Yeah.
The only thing is with that, once again, you get into seeing light anomalies, mm-hmm. light orbs and stuff in the camera. A lot of it with the night vision and the full spectrum is dust. And you can tell dust. But there's also those chances that you're going to catch something like we caught in the video of us down in the death room where we saw the light anomalies, and they were not dust because they changed direction and size and everything.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, Joe was taping and, you know, we were in the room. We weren't getting anything. We just, you know, nothing mm-hmm. there, no responses until we played that video camera back.
That camera was a normal camera. That wasn't even a night vision or anything.
Right.
But with the full spectrum of night vision, dust particles really show up.
Yeah.
But this was just a camera, and I was had a tiny little flashlight I was using. Mm-hmm. It was a low light flashlight, and we got those light anomalies, which if you go up on YouTube, you see them. But cameras are important, and an important thing to also remember is to turn the flash down, like we mentioned in the do's and don'ts episode. Mm-hmm. Then you get into other things. You know, those are your basic things that you want to bring. Now, as you go into the higher tech stuff, mm-hmm. you get into like laser grids, which are nice. Those are little pen lights designed instead of being one dot that comes out. There's hundreds of dots that cover a wall mm-hmm. or whatever you point it to. Those are used that if a ghost or anomaly or something goes in front of it, you can see it in the laser grid. It actually blocks the light and shows up on the wall as a shadow figure or something.
Yeah, and that we used, or somebody had one of those when we were at the Gill House in the attic.
Yes.
And we were definitely seeing shadow go through that.
Yeah.
You can see it was almost outlined of, mm-hmm. a shadow. And it looked two like ways, it was walking through.
Yeah, two ways that it makes it visible is the laser point will stop on the object mm-hmm. or it'll make it where the laser point doesn't show up on the wall. You know, it blocks mm-hmm. that light. And another thing, too, and if you can find them now, and they're probably on sale, those Christmas ornaments, the ones that you put in your front yard.
Yeah.
I was going to buy one. I totally forgot. But they're basically the same thing. They're just a lot more bulky, and you have to plug them in.
Right.
The laser pens are nice because they fit in your pocket or in your bag, and they're battery operated.
Yeah, and some of them are no bigger than, like, a cigarette.
Yeah. So. And they're not that expensive. Mm-mm. They're, like, $19 or something like that.
Yeah.
One more real important thing is your digital recorder.
Yeah, I can't say enough about that. We've gone from 8-track tapes to cassette tapes to digital recorders, which
they're amazing. But that's that something again. That's really important. I mean, I would almost put that in with the don't ever forget category.
Yeah.
I mean, you could forget like your laser grid and stuff, but your recorder is very important. It's right up there with your camera. And with the recorder, you could also have an SP7 Spirit Box.
Okay.
What that does, it's a radio sweep, basically. It covers AM or FM, mm-hmm. and you can set it to sweep from the whole field of channels. And what it does is it sweeps them so fast that it just makes white noise, basically. Mm-hmm. You can actually hear sentences. You can hear words that come out. You know, yes, is there anyone here? Do you want to say anything? You can actually hear it. And many, many people have heard EVPs from that. You know, EVPs can be recorded on the digital recorder or from the Spirit Box, but yeah, I enjoy using it.
Yeah, we used it in the basement of the Gill House, and we were, I think, Joe, you were in the other room at the time, but I was trying to get a hold of Johnny Cake.
Yeah.
Johnny Cakes or Johnny Cake, I can't remember what.
John Eat Cake.
Yeah, so yeah, he was Indian. A Native American spirit who used to bring cakes to the house. Now, this old, the Gill House, if people, you have to go back and listen to our Gill House show. But
this is sort of like a rewind every.
It is, and I kind of like it. We're going down memory lane here. So the Gill House was a very prominent mansion in Galion, Ohio. And Thomas Edison was there. Henry Ford stayed there. Presidents stayed there. This Native American would come up and sell cakes to the
the residents.
The residents.
Whatever. He can't remember what year it was.
He was kind of like a transient. So he kind of went through, you know, the area and came back and forth. Well, anyways, he haunts the basement. People have seen him full body apparition, partial body apparition.
Full face.
His face. Face
to face with someone, yeah.
But we were using the spirit, or I was using the spirit box. And I don't know, were you in the room at the time when I was capturing?
Not that, no. Okay.
So just quickly, because I know we got a lot of topic to cover. That's here. All right. But I was using and I was asking questions and I kept saying, are you here? And, you know, it goes through
the speaker.
Random sweeps of the station.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, yes, I'm here. And it was like, Johnny. I'm like, what is your name? Johnny. Oh, it was cool. And I did use the digital recorder right next to it.
Yeah, which you should do because.
And it was perfect because, you know, it wasn't. Like I set them far apart. Definitely best to keep it right next to
it. And it comes with the speaker on it, but I recommend getting an external speaker for it because sometimes it's hard to understand with that little speaker.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should use them in tandem with the recorder. That way you can always go back and listen to what it said. And we've posted things on our site about the ones that we caught at the Gill or the Gibbs Bridge, you know.
Which was another show you should have listened to by now. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we did cover a whole thing about EVPs. So yeah, this is a memory lane show.
It kind of is, but it's fun.
But the Spirit Box is really cool because it does sweep the bands, and it's all you hear is dip, that, that, bat, that, bat. And when you hear a word, it's almost impossible for that to record a whole word because it's sweeping so fast.
Yeah, so it's saying the spirits are using the energy, their energy or your energy or, you know, energy of this thing to communicate through this. And we were out at Toledo at the Woodlawn Cemetery, which is a historic cemetery in Toledo. And it's beautiful. And if you ever get a chance to go there just for there's architecture. It's an arboretum. You can bird watch in there. It's just a beautiful place. You can ride your bike. You can walk. They have a section which is all veterans.
Yeah.
From all Spanish, different wars. American War up to modern day. And I was using the spirit box there. And I was just talking to the soldiers or whoever was buried there. And I was just saying, you know, thank you for your service. You know, we just came out to honor you and communicate. And I said, is there anybody here with us? And clear as day, it came over. It said, all of us.
Yeah.
And it was like a man's voice.
All of us. You also got a bunch of, I heard, when I come over, we were hearing, I'm here. Hey, I'm here.
It's you know, me.
Wild stuff. And that's.
I'm getting the goosebumps right now. I don't know why I had to say.
So, yeah. I mean, I love the Spirit Box and I didn't get a chance to look up the price of them, but they're not. The stuff it's we're talking
under
about.
$100.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. There are some things that get pretty expensive, but stuff like that, and you want to really try to capture evidence, that's the way to go.
Yeah. So, like, along that lines is the ovulus.
Yeah.
So, an ovulus is an electronic box that holds and houses, like, a data bank of words. So, or phonetic, or what do they call it? Fanatic.
I don't know.
Yeah, though, here I go with my you know, words I can't pronounce because
I can't even spell word, let alone say it.
It's all right.
Okay,
we'll do the best we can do. That's all we can. So the ovulus actually takes the energy, or the spirits can manipulate the electronics to bring out. There's some of them have like 2,000 word databanks. Yeah. The newer ones probably are
up to like ovulus number 7, or yeah. I mean, there's so many
versions. Uh-huh. So what it does is it will take the energy, and they're able to use that to manifest words, and then the words print on a screen, but it also speaks the word out. So it's like a speaking type thing.
And I noticed that when I was looking it up, trying to get a good word of what it is, 6 and 7, mm-hmm. they have English and Spanish now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hablo español un poquito. Yeah. How do you say demon?
Quiero Taco Bell.
that's it. El Diablo. So
that's one that's on my wish list. I want
to
get one.
Yeah, we have to get one of those. We just have to. And what it says it converts environmental readings into words.
Okay.
So it may take spirit energy or whatever is out there trying to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's instant, but it's not guaranteed to produce any results. You could go an hour and not get anything, or you could go into a location and it'd be talking to you.
That's just like it is with anything, though. I mean, the yummy.
Uh-oh. He's dying over here. He's got a ghost in his throat.
Wow. But anyhow, now that I spiked the mic a few times. But that's the same as anything. You could go into an investigation and not get any activity at all.
Sure.
I mean,
it's not to say that the place isn't haunted. It's just that maybe it
just didn't happen at that time.
Yeah.
A few other things like thermometer. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't pay attention to temperature. They say, "Oh, I got a cold chill or that," but that temperature is really important when it comes to investigations.
Yeah, it's a good indication that a spirit is present.
You definitely want to get an electric one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the little
stick it under your tongue one. Yeah, right. Or somewhere else.
Temperature is really important when you're doing an investigation. Other things, and we use these at the Gill House, the motion detectors.
Yes.
And I was thinking, do they really work with spirits, though?
Well, I mean, if it has something that monitors electronic, magnetic, or
usually, though, the ones that they had were the ones like you put in your doorway, which obviously is a motion detector.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, if something does manifest, maybe it picks it up.
Well, I would think if something has mass to it, it may, if a black, dark shadow or a mist or something. But, if it's just a spirit moving, who's to say that it would or wouldn't?
Bigfoot. Yeah.
Chupacabra.
When you're doing an investigation at a residence or something, I would think that motion detectors would be more important outside to detect if somebody walks up to the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't want that outside influence.
Mm-hmm.
And like Harold said last week, that there was people, or Becky was saying she thought Harold was outside talking, and he was way off in the garage.
In the garage,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
She heard his voice outside a window right next to her.
Yeah.
But he was 50 yards away or whatever in the garage. So motion detectors are something you should take, but
it's not a must.
I'm not really sold on them yet.
Yeah.
Now you're getting into some more money.
Yes.
There's the DVR with many cameras, whether it's 4 cameras or 5, 6, 7 that you mount on tripods.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of important because then that records things that in the rooms that you're not in.
Yeah.
And that's, people see a lot of stuff when you're not in that room. I mean, even like Harold was talking about, hearing things move, he goes out and there's a couch sitting upright with a TV on top of it.
Right.
If he would have had that camera set up, you'd see that.
Yeah. Capture the evidence.
Those are kind of expensive. You can get them at places like Menards and that relatively cheap, but you're getting into some cost. And it's something that where if you're going on an investigation where you pay to do an investigation, lots of times they may not allow you to bring all that stuff.
Right.
But this is what our backpack is going to look like.
Right. So, you know, if you want something that encompasses a lot of these devices mm-hmm. into one, you can get what they call the Mel-meter.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm sure you've all heard it on the, you know, different ghost shows and mostly ghost adventures, that the Mel-meter was created by a man who lost his 16 or 17 year old daughter. She died in a car accident.
Okay.
And he kept feeling her spirit around. And so he wanted something to capture her, the evidence. I think he had dabbled in ghost hunting and things before okay. that, but it's named after her. Her name was Melanie or Melody. I can't remember which, but that's why he calls it the Mel-meter. But it has an EMF. It has EM field output, temperature alert, and like a display and a flashlight built into one.
Okay. Is this what, do you remember in the attic of the Gill House?
Mm-hmm.
Someone had something like that where it had temperature, it had everything in. Okay. That's the
Mel-meter.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So
those are really nice to have.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So what it does is it detects natural and man-made EMF. So it could be like AC/DC from, you know, your plug in your wall, mm-hmm. or it could just be like a natural energy source. Changes in the temperature and the environment. It also has like a mini telescopic antenna to like radiate its own independent magnetic field.
Okay.
So it's pushing out energy as well as detecting it.
Okay.
So, which is nice because, you know, if you're out and you don't want them to use your energy, uh-huh. you know, you could put some out there and maybe it would attract a spirit.
And they have devices like that too that just, is it the EMF pulse? Does that sound right? I couldn't remember.
Yeah, something like that. EM pump.
EM pump.
Yeah.
They have those where that actually send out the energy so that the spirits can use that energy.
Tracks
and
them.
And also it keeps your batteries from dying.
You know? That's another thing you should bring.
Well, yeah, I had that down here. Bring tons of batteries. And so the Mel-meter, that sounds like an all-around tool that someone should get.
Yeah, and it also detects like changes in temperature and records it. So like, you know, if you're in one part of the room and it's at 67 degrees and then you're over here and you're showing a 50,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a good indication.
And when we were at the Gill House, I did see then, and that's what I thought it was. I thought it was just thermostat because she had the meter mm-hmm. and I could read the temperature, and there was a temperature drop of like 6 degrees that we recorded. And I asked her about it. I said, oh, is that a thermostat? She said, no, that's a Mel-meter. And I couldn't picture that until you just mentioned that.
It detects EMF and cold spots at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could, if you're getting energy, but then you're also getting cold, mm-hmm. you know, there's a nice mix that,
yeah.
you know, something could come out.
So that sounds like the next thing on my list is the REM pod.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically almost the same thing because the REM pod itself, that pumps out energy,
mm-hmm.
and it has the detection lights on, and it buzzes when it. It's a magnetic field generator, just like the Mel-meter has. And some people make their own. You know, I've seen people make their own. But what it is, it's an electronic field generator. Basically, what it does is, it uses an antenna to radiate its own independent magnetic field around the instrument. Okay. And it senses the change in the magnetic field in the air, so that if a spirit or even a person would walk past it, and you got to be pretty close to them for them to go off,
mm-hmm.
it generates a sound so that you can hear it in the other room, and it also has lights on it, and the lights can flash so that you know something is going on.
And it's good to put it in the perimeters, but then you can have like a baseline of like, okay, you know, this corner, that corner, you'll be able to tell if something's moving around.
Yeah.
If the spirit is moving around the room, then you'll be able to pinpoint it and maybe go to that location.
Which is nice to have, because then it's nice to set up a few of them, like you said. Even like the EMF meter,
mm-hmm.
which is another low price. I keep wanting to say cheap, but a low price thing that you can buy. And don't buy the cheapest ones. I bought us the cheapest ones and they're crap. Okay. But your EMF meter is sensing that electronic change also, and which is really good and important. And before you go into do an investigation is to use that to figure out where your household electricity hotspots are.
Yeah, so, you know, like Togues, Butch, one of the guys in Toledo area ghost hunters, he goes through the entire location before they even start with his EMF detector.
Yeah.
And does a baseline. So they record what spots and what the, you know, what the results are.
Yeah.
So they know when they are going back through their evidence and doing their investigations, they know like, okay, we get a huge spike here, but you're standing in front of the, you know, electrical box.
and that's important too, because you look at some of these old buildings, let's say you're in a room, all of a sudden you get all these meter readings and all that, and come to find out somebody ran a wire through the floor, or you know, you got 220 electricity going through the wall to go to the furnace or that. Mm-hmm. You've got to know where that stuff is at.
And, you know, people don't realize that high EMF or any type of electrical field can mess with your mind. So yeah. I'll give you an example. I have my electrical boxes in one corner of the basement. I had pushed my beds into the corner of my bedroom, which was right directly above it. I could not sleep. I was getting headaches. I was having wacky dreams. It's not healthy for you. So no. I had to move my bed to the other side of the room because I was like right, my bed was right above where the electrical meter was, and it was just kind of messing with my.
And that brings up a good point.
My brain.
Yeah. That brings up a good point too, is lots of times when you hear about hot spots with ghosts and all that, mm-hmm. you got to see if there's high energy power lines by right. the area or anything like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can even get rashes and, you know, sick from being yeah. too close to that for a long period of time.
Having your cell phone on the bed next to you,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
put that thing away, put it, you know.
Yeah, at least 5 feet from you when you're sleeping, because if not, all them brain waves
oh,
are
really?
Going right through you.
Mine's only like 3 foot, unless I drop it on the floor, yeah. and then it's about 6 foot lower than me.
It's like a bunk bed without the bunk.
Yeah. You know, and like when Toledo Area Ghost Hunter Society does their investigations, like you said, Butch will go in first and look around the house for where the hot spots are and that. But also, and it, when you were saying that, I just wrote this down and remind me, you can buy these tiny little wind meters.
Really?
Like they're like little weather stations
oh.
that you can buy, and it has mm-hmm. a little fan in it, and it records the air movement. Which is really important, because if you have drafty windows,
never thought of that.
Drafts going through the house. I mean, you could be in a house and all of a sudden you get a cold spot. Well, it's not the ghost. It's because there's wind coming through. Mm. And that's what Harold does, or
Butch
does, is his job is to go in and find all that, find the cold spot, the mm-hmm. natural cold spots, and then in the house.
Yeah.
So that would be something too, if you want to get more equipment, you can find these little. They're weather stations, and it'll give you the temperature and wind speed and everything.
That's cool. I never heard of that.
When you were saying that, it reminded me of it. So, you know, one other thing, too, that I have wrote down here that we didn't talk about when we talked about dowsing rods.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy from Ohio Ghost Hunters, or what was, when we did the Gill House.
Yeah, I can't remember what group she was with.
She used that pendulum.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot. That was really interesting.
Yeah, she had a blessed crystal that she had on a long chain, and she would hold it up and then steady it over like a place card or something.
Did she? I don't
she
remember.
Had something at the bottom.
Okay.
And then ask it questions, and it would spin around yes or no. And it
was interesting. She said yes spins and no pendulums back and forth.
Yeah.
And I was watching her hand because... It's like, oh, come on, you know, mm-hmm. but
you're a skeptic.
Well, yeah, you got to.
You
almost have to be to debunk stuff. But anyhow, that was really neat. So a pendulum might be cool to use. And it's not something you can walk around with. That's just something you sit in one spot and hold. So basically that was the basic kits that you want to take. I mean, things that you want to take on a ghost hunt. Some of the other things that you need to take along that a lot of people don't think about
mm-hmm.
is like duct tape. I don't recommend using the silver duct tape. If you're going to buy duct tape, get like Gorilla tape
mm-hmm.
or what they call gaffer's tape. Gaffer's tape is something that's used in the music and movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
Gorilla tape and gaffer tape is nice because you're going into these old places. you don't want to leave the tape residue on the walls or the floors. Right. And that's, I use Gorilla Tape with the band a lot and with my photography to hold down cables or whatever. I mean,
yeah, it comes up and it doesn't disturb the paint. It's strong,
but it doesn't, you won't peel the paint off the walls or anything.
Unless the paint's already peeling off.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is interesting because a lot, you know, this is something we didn't even write down, Joe, is a dust mask.
Yeah.
Because some of these buildings are so old and so decrepit and so full of dust and mold and maybe asbestos. You know, if you are going into some of these old places and doing this a lot, you might really want to look into wearing a mask.
And I think that going back to for...
Or a respirator.
Yeah. Our listeners need to go back and listen to the Cave in the Rock episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think I got cave sickness from the cave. And if we had respirators, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
Because I was sick. I mean, it was
very damp, very moldy, dusty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So breathing that stuff in. So that's a great idea, is make sure that you take some kind of dust mask. And first aid kit, of course. Doesn't have to be a huge thing. Just something in case somebody gets cut or that.
And, yeah. Some alcohol swipes, Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I said, duct tape. Something that is extremely important that you should take to every single investigation or ghost hunt is snacks.
Snacks.
Take snacks. But you're going to be there for a few hours.
Yeah.
Take snacks. Take water.
Yeah.
Don't take coffee. Don't drink
pop
because of the caffeine.
Yeah.
And as we know, as we mentioned before in the do's and don'ts, that'll change your thought process. It changes your brain.
Yeah. So I can't even explain exactly what.
But you need to go in there with a clear head.
Right.
And don't smoke. All that stuff. Yeah. We've talked about it before. Yeah. Party afterwards. Don't party before.
And, you know, sometimes you might want to take sage too.
That was something I didn't think of. See? Yeah. Say?
It's not necessarily electronic equipment, but it's very important to cleanse yourself afterwards because you don't want something following you home.
You do your opening prayers and your finished prayers.
Yep.
Another thing you might want to take is towels, either paper towels or cloth towels, just in case something gets messed up.
Yeah.
You know,
in case you get ectoplasm all over you.
Yeah, you get splattered with it and take a...
But that's a real thing. I mean, that could happen.
Yeah.
Very rarely, but it does.
No, but I mean, anything could happen. You're in old, dirty buildings.
Yeah.
You never know. You might fall over, get cut, you need to clean yourself up.
Yeah. In my backpack, I have Band-Aids, alcohol wipes. I have a bandana.
Yeah.
I always take water.
That's sort of like a towel, you know?
I always take some kind of a energy bar or something like that.
Yeah, because these investigations last a long time. And, you know.
Even if you're 10% dehydrated, you can have delusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And, of course, you know, change your clothes, change your stilettos. Always bring a second pair of stilettos.
Joe, quit wearing high heels to investigations. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So we just wanted to do a quick show on what to bring. And, you know, you can go online and there's lists and stuff of what to take. But really the important stuff is like flashlights and stuff, you know, extra batteries, all that.
Cool.
Now, one thing we didn't mention.
What's and that?
This is my wish list item.
Okay.
It's the SLS camera.
Okay.
And
what does SLS stand for?
It's a structured light sensor camera.
Ooh, sounds fancy.
Well, basically, it's a Kinect, like you have for your video game.
Oh, okay.
Sonic video. But someone built it as a camera, and this thing is awesome. It uses thermal temperature, it uses light frequency, and it also uses an ultrasonic distance detector.
Okay.
And what it does is it uses all these things and puts it into... It comes with a laptop or with a tablet attached to it.
Oh, nice.
And using all these thermal imaging and everything, it actually has on one side of it, of the screen, it shows a thermal image. On the other half, it actually shows the Kinect dots as if it, like if you pointed it at a person, it would look like dots with like stick figures.
Oh, okay. I've seen that on one of the shows. Okay. Yeah,
I want one. They're $1,700.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But if there's an entity or that walks into the screen, it will detect it. It shows you where it's at. It shows you like a shape of it. It also shows the infrared.
Oh my God. I'd be so scared if I saw something like that.
You could use these for Bigfoot hunting. But so anyways, that's the SLS camera. If you get online, look it up, go on the TV shows, websites, they all play with them.
Okay.
I want one.
Well, I saw a guy at the Collingwood Art Center when we were at the Paranormal Toledo. He had one he was selling.
I didn't see that.
He was down around the corner from us.
So this year, when everybody comes out to the Toledo Paranormal convention, you need to come check it out. But yeah, that, and we also, I forgot to mention, is the ultraviolet camera. Is it the ultraviolet or?
Full spectrum.
Well, anyways, I saw a guy at the Gill House that had a little camera you can buy to plug into a tablet.
Oh.
And it shows the infrared infrared on the tablet as a whole camera.
That's kind of cool.
Which is nice.
That probably wouldn't be that expensive.
No.
We'll have to look into that.
So you can buy add-ons to it. But anyhow, folks, we wanted to bring you that.
Yeah.
What's in the backpack? And I have to put a wheel on my backpack because it's so big.
Oh my gosh. We have so much equipment.
I know. And we're not even ghost hunters.
I know. We're just a podcast.
I don't think I forgot anything that I wanted to mention.
All right. Well, I think that's enough.
I do want to put some shout outs. Once again, I want to thank Harold for coming on the show last week.
That was amazing.
He has some stories, and I got a chance to listen to the show that he did after ours. He was on the Black Swamp Radio, which is on every Wednesday night from 10 to 12. It's a live radio show, and Harold was talking about some of his things that happened to him.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm telling you, we're going to get him back on the show.
Yes, 100%.
Those stories. He has a lifelong, what is he, 27, 28 right now?
He wishes.
Yeah. But his whole life has been a paranormal.
Yeah, since he was a young child.
Yeah.
He's probably, you know, older than us, we'll say.
I think he's my age.
Yeah.
I mean, I look a lot better, though. But
oh, my God.
And I know he's listening, so he's going to call me and smack me. But anyways, if you want to get your fix of paranormal talk during the week, Black Swamp Radio on Wednesday nights from 10 to 12.
But listen to our podcast first.
Well, yeah. Well, ours comes out on Sunday. So, and also,
it's Rodney.
Rodney Shortridge. And you have personal experience with his show.
I did. So he has a weekly blog talk radio show on Wednesday nights from 10 to 12. It's called Within the Chaos. And he has amazing guests like me.
Yeah.
Actually, I was like, I think I was the least famous person that was ever on his show. He has very cool, very interesting speakers and people on his show. So you might want to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. For that, I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks for listening this week.
Yes, please leave us a positive rating review on our iTunes. Go to our Facebook page. Stop by and say hello. Thanks for everybody who has liked our page recently.
Yeah, I almost forgot. Thanks for saying that.
What did you forget?
They can come and say hello to us, although we will not have a table at this event.
But we'll
we're going to be hanging.
Hanging out.
You know, when you go places, it's always best to just hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're going to be at what's called Par Americon on March 4th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Woo-hoo!
It's basically, it's the Paracon where women shine.
Ooh. I like to shine and sparkle. There's going to be
glittery ladies.
I'm going to wear my gold sparkly shoes.
Yeah. It's, like I said, Saturday, March 4th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
I can't wait.
And you're going to have to go online to find out exactly where it's at. They have a Facebook page. And I'm going to try to get the lady that's running it is Susan Sorrell. I'm going to try to get her on maybe 4 weeks before the event. So we'll be able to give the address and everything. But if you're interested, if you're in the Gettysburg area on March 4th, look for me and Jen. just look for Jen and then some big goofy guy walking with her.
Oh my gosh, Rodney Shortridge. This is live, like live.
Live.
Right to the minute.
Facebook.
He is going to Paracon. Paramaricon.
No way.
He just, he said Wait he's a minute. Going.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll have to call him out on that.
I'm going to call him out on that.
Oh, it says he likes that I'm going.
Well, we're going to have to have a talk with that man.
Yeah, and really.
Make him come to the show.
Yeah, totally.
He actually lives closer to it than we do.
Yeah, really. All right.
So anyhow.
Let's wrap it up.
Anyhow, we're going to wrap it up again now that I think I went through everything I wanted to talk about. So anyway, get a chance. Well, no, don't. If you get a chance, just do it. Get up there and leave us a positive rating review wherever you get a show from. And thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Peace out.
Hey.
What?
Bye-bye.
See ya.